And now Steve Westra is chair of South Dakotans Against Higher Taxes, and he's a past assistant majority leader of the South Dakota House of Representatives. He is joining us in the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in Sioux Falls to urge voters to say no to initiated Measure 25. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
You see some flaws with initiated Measure 25. Is it the flaw that it's solving a problem that doesn't need to be solved, or is that it's solving it in the wrong way?
I think it's a flaw that's solving it in the wrong way. And one of the biggest concerns that we have with initiated Measure 25 is that there's nothing in initiated Measure 25 that goes to the preschools. There's nothing in initiated Measure 25 that goes to the K through 12 schools. And there's also nothing in initiated Measure 25 that goes to our four-year universities. And quite frankly, the biggest concerns that we have on it is simply the fact that it is a blank check and that there are no guarantees that that money will actually even end up going to the technical schools. And the likelihood of it getting swept and going right back into the general fund, I think history tells us that there's a likely good chance that that will happen with initiated Measure 25.
And Representative Mickelson said, nope, we have written it, and you're disagreeing with that based on what?
Well, I think based on our past, and I think the first and foremost thing that we can look at on that is quite simply we can look at video lottery. And there's nothing within initiated Measure 25. It's not being written into the state's constitution. And so it still does leave the authority up to the legislature to make changes that they want. And more importantly, we've seen that already with the previous tobacco taxes that we have out there. With the way that the current tobacco tax is, the first $30 million goes to the general fund and the next $5 million goes to smoking prevention. And when we look at what we've even done in the legislature in the past few years with sweeping $500,000 of that $5 million away, to be used for mosquito control in their cities, we just have a pattern of it, and it continues. And I'm not saying, the point is the legislature has that authority, the legislature has shown that they'll do it, and I think the fact that also Speaker Mickelson brought a similar bill this last legislative session that was overwhelmingly defeated in committee, I think it goes to show that the flavor that the legislature has for initiated Measure 25.
Do you have thoughts on the economic impact for some of those small businesses throughout South Dakota and the smaller communities, larger communities like Sioux Falls, who are selling the products and what that impact might be? Do you have a sense of that?
I think so. I mean, I think we can look at other states that have increased the tobacco tax, and we can see what economic impact that it has on it. And if we take those same numbers and take those and look at it or apply them to the state of South Dakota, we can anticipate roughly 400 jobs will be lost at the convenience store level. And why is that? It's pretty simple, because we will be increasing our tobacco tax to $2.53 a pack, and we're going to start seeing cross-border sales taking place in our state. And individuals will have the ability, for instance, to go down into Iowa, which is about 60 cents for a pack of cigarettes. They could cross over into the state of North Dakota, which is about 44 cents a pack. And just within those two states alone, an individual or a citizen of South Dakota can save over $20 for a carton of cigarettes. And we also know when you apply that into purchasing of when they do those purchases, those individuals are not just buying their tobacco products. They're also filling up their car with gas. They're buying milk. They're buying beer. They're buying pop. Simple things, even as simple as gum or mints. And we lose out on all of those sales tax revenues.
I think some people will look at this and will immediately think, taxing tobacco is a good thing. So any opportunity to go ahead and try to encourage people to quit smoking or quit tobacco use is a positive for them. Talk to those people about initiated Measure 25 and the potential health benefits to a community of reducing tobacco use.
Well, first and foremost, I don't smoke, never have smoked, and I don't think people should smoke. And so I want to make that very clear on that as well. But let's also look at what initiated Measure 25 doesn't do as well, and that is that if that really was the true intention of what they were setting out to do to lower smoking in our state, then why haven't they applied any more dollars to smoking prevention? I believe if we want people or young people to not even start smoking, let's do it through education. Let's not do it through taxation.
Let's close with this idea of, you know, a more comprehensive look. As I think I hear you saying about not just addressing tech schools, not just addressing preschool or K through 12, higher education. What about just targeting one thing at a time and saying this is a solution that we think South Dakotans might agree to for tech schools, and then we'll look at a solution for preschool, and then we'll look, does it need to be a big picture look from the legislative standpoint?
No, but I think it needs to be a fairness issue, and I think that's part of the reason why the South Dakota Education Association has signed on with us as well, because of the fact that there is no dollars from initiated Measure 25 going to the preschools, the K-12 schools, or the four-year universities. And more importantly, I think when you look at the overall amendment that is before us, I think when you look at the fact that both the South Dakota Republican Party and the South Dakota Democratic Party have both come together and passed resolutions at their state meetings here this past summer, I think it really does go to show that in today's political environment, when we can get both parties to come together, it goes to show what a bad policy initiated measure 25 is.